It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
I am covered in sunscreen at the moment because I spent the morning outside in the sun, which was fabulous. But according to David, I got to be careful not to get burned by my sunscreen. And so do you. David, what is going on? What are you talking about here?
Well, there's one type of sunscreen I'd use when you're in the studio like today. And there's another type for those of us that are going outdoors. So I'm making fun of you for wearing sunscreen in the studio. Now, summer's here, and you know, we all want to have protection from the sun. The best advice is don't go out in the sun, but there's no fun in that. And so, you know, you go to the store, you want to get something that's going to protect the family, but there's so much out there. So how do you know which one to buy? I mean, do you, Lisa?
No. I try to look for something that says, well, I try to look for paraben-free at least. Right?
Okay.
And then other than that, I'm lost.
We're going to expose you to so many things you never understood about sunscreen, and we're going to break it down. Very simple. First of all, the sun puts out two types of rays, UVA and UVB, and we've all heard the terms. But so you understand, UVA rays are the ones that cause the wrinkles and cause the brown spots on our skin, the age spots. UVB is what causes the sun burn. And so here's the scary part. We all want to find SPF products with a higher number. First of all, you want to find one that's listed for with UVA and UVB protection, okay? But you ready for this? The SPF rating is only for UVB. It does not calculate in UVA protection. And I know I sound like a chemical geek with all these letters, but reality is if it's only judging the UVB, it's only what's protecting you from sunburn, not the damage. And so being out in the sun, we've talked many times in the show about skin cancer and how dangerous it is. You need to protect yourself. And so there are so many things. Let's start with knowing what we need to do. Okay, you ready for this? Do you even know what an SPF 15 means?
Yeah, it means that it protects you 15 times longer than it would just being out there without anything. Isn't that?
I'm impressed. Right? Basically, yes. And so most of us will start redding after, let's say, a minute. So basically, it's going to give us an extra 15 minutes, at least with my fair skin. So some people maybe a few minutes longer, but basically, it's a very short period of time. So an SPF 15 says, David, you can go out in the sun for 15 minutes, but that's all it's going to provide for me. Then I'm going to have just as it's going to continue getting red and sunburn. So reality is, I'm going to go out for a while, so I want to use a higher number, okay? But most people think if I use an SPF of 30 that it's twice as strong, and that's wrong. An SPF 15 is actually blocking out 93% of the UVB rays, and yet I'm still being burned in a matter of minutes. So imagine just that little bit of UVB rays getting through, what the damage it's causing, and let alone the UVA rays we haven't covered, which is what I'm worried about with the aging and skin cancer. An SPF 30 blocks out 97%. Okay, so an SPF 30 or higher. So you're not getting complete coverage. It's not double the protection. So you want to go with an SPF that's higher. You want to pick one that, again, has an SPF of UVA, UVB, and an SPF of 30 or higher. So that's one of the things. Let's keep going. You see numbers these days on the bottle, 50, and they go higher. I've seen somebody even put 100 on there. The reality is you start paying a lot of dollars for something that truly, number one, will not give you complete coverage. Number two is no true way of testing it that high. So you're wasting your money. So save the money. Get an SPF 30. If you want to go to a 50, that's fine. But get the most protection that you can. Bottom line is, that, to me, there's no good solution for going in the sun. So you want to avoid as much as you can. If you're going on a family picnic, set up an umbrella. Stay in the shade. Stay out of direct sunlight as much as possible. Wear loose clothing. It's hot. So if you're in a bathing suit, put a t-shirt on. Put a light-fitting shirt. The more you cover up, wear a hat, wear sunglasses, the more you can protect yourself, the better off you are. So sun protection is key. Let's talk for a minute. Those that think going to a tanning bed is a base tan, wrong. There is no such thing as the base tan. A tanning bed does not do that. Stay away from tanning beds at all costs. So these are just some of the simple things you want to learn when picking an SPF. But then we're going to talk about applying it next.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get to that, on the show, we always talk about reading the ingredients, being careful of chemicals. Isn't sunscreen full of chemicals? And how do we know which ones are good or bad? Or do we just, again, sometimes you just have to use what you got to use?
The answer is we can all argue a lot of the actives. There are some of the actives I can't stand. They irritate my skin. There are some actives I don't think are that great for you. There are some people agree with me on, some don't. I prefer the titanium and zinc oxides because there you're getting a block that's more of a physical block. It's going to block away the sunlight versus the chemical. And so I prefer those. Some people don't like the titanium or zincs. They got a bad wrap a while back when they were put into some baby powders or other powders, loose powders where people could breathe it in, and a lotion were okay. So I prefer those because they provide the greatest amount of protection, and I think they're the best for us from a health standpoint of view. If I had to choose a lesser of evils, again, titanium and zinc oxides are my choice. The other ones I avoid, and frankly, I live in Florida, but I avoid the sun as much as possible. So, you know, going further, what are the carriers of those actives? Avoid the glycols, avoid the parabens, avoid synthetic fragrance. You don't need a fragrance in your suntan lotion. So you want to avoid your SPF product. You want to avoid these things whenever possible.
All right. Now talk to us about the applying.
Okay. No sunscreen. No sunscreen, no matter what you spend, no matter what it has in it, is going to protect you if left in the bottle. And that sounds silly, but reality is we often buy it, leave it in the car when we get to the beach and think, oh, it's no big deal. I'm not going to walk back to the car. I'm only going to be here a short while. Reality is we've talked about even after 15 minutes having damage. So go get that bottle. Don't skip it because you passed the store. Don't skip it because the store is crowded. You need to bring sun protection to wherever you're going, and do not leave it in the bottle. Use it. Number two, double check the expiration date. Some people, their summers are short. Florida, it's year-round. But if you live up north, like you, Lisa, the summers are shorter. So you may buy a bottle, use most of it over the summer, but not all, and keep it till next year. Most products have a 2-year shelf life or expiration date. You want to make sure that it has not expired because you need those actives to be good. Don't worry if it's not. Throw it away and go get another. It is worth it. Your health and your safety is worth the extra few dollars.
Yeah, I completely agree. Another thing, too, is I think it's good to use some sort of sunscreen year-round. I mean, they have enough things you can get for your face, or tinted moisturizers I really like. Again, we got to be careful and look at the ingredients, but I think it's a good idea.
All makeup contains mica, titanium dioxide, and some of the physical blockers, so they are a level of SPF protection, whether they say it or not, because that requires additional FDA or testing for the FDA. So a lot of your foundations are already providing it. I personally don't like them in my moisturizer or serums just because I don't like all the chemicals used. So I avoid them and avoid the sun, and I put on sunscreen when going out. Let's keep going how to apply it, though. Here's some other tricks. Shake the bottle before use. Again, if we go to the beach and it sits, the bottle of lotion sits out in the hot sun or sits in your car, the heat can actually cause it to separate some. You want to make sure you get an even application. So shake the bottle before applying it. The next tip is apply it 30 minutes or more before going out in the sun. Now, this sounds crazy, but once you're at the beach, you're already starting to have exposure to the sun. So the actives need to be absorbed. So 30 minutes before you go out in the sun, my suggestion, before you leave to go to the beach or go outside, before you leave the house, apply it. And then you want to apply it all over. Some people, I even tell them, before you put on your bathing suit, so you make sure you get all areas, often not just the common areas.
Now, does that go for the titanium too, like if you actually put on the thick white kind, or can you put that on and then just go right out?
If you're thinking like the old nose coat, or the one that's a physical paste around the nose, that you can apply once you get there. You'll look funny driving with it. But the rest of it you want to apply to give the lotion a chance to absorb and deliver the actives. But you brought up a great point. Pay attention to the nose, to the lips, to the neck, to the ears. These are areas people often forget. And let's talk about, especially us guys as we're getting older, our scalp. And so I can tell you behind the back of my head, I can't see it. I am told there's a thinning hair, and I'm going to deny it. We're on radio, so I can pretend it doesn't exist, but I need to put sunscreen there, or I'm going to have a burnt scalp. But often people forget about their earlobes, and they forget about even putting something on their lips. Another one is use a full ounce of product. And so most people don't realize that they want to skimp on it, but when you skimp on it, you're skimping on your protection. So use a full ounce of product. That's how it was created. So use a full ounce, rub it all over the body, and you're going to get the most out of it. We're going to run out of time. These are the tips of what to buy and how to apply it. This is your personal chemist, David Pollack, with my co-host, the famous Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.